me start with some good news. We live in a very liberal country.
I don't think so, Mike.
No, we do. We do. You never hear that. You'll never hear that line in the media anywhere. But the country you live in is actually very progressive and very liberal-minded. Look at any of the polls. The majority of Americans support, I think the last poll I read, 80-some percent want stronger environmental laws. 60-some percent support Roe versus Wade, a woman's right to choose. 58% are pro-labor. They think labor unions are a good idea. You go down the whole list of issues, the public is very liberal on the issues. The problem is they don't have anybody to vote for to enact their feelings and their opinions because there are no real liberal leaders. It's almost turned into an oxymoron to use those two words in the same sentence, liberal and leader. Because the liberal leaders are usually the ones trying to figure out where to run for cover, how to change their position from day to day. And that's why Americans hate liberals, and that's why the word's a dirty word, because liberals don't have the courage of their convictions. Liberals are a bunch of wimps, all right? The other side, which you got to admire about the right, about conservatives, is that they believe in something. They do have the courage of their convictions. They are unyielding in the things that they believe in. They believe in it, and that is that. They are up at 6 in the morning. They're up at the crack of dawn trying to figure out who they're going to screw next. The poor, women, blacks, Hispanics, students,